This is the character file for the Pegasus pony known as Derby Hooves. The first part of this file will bring you into a state of trance and will convince your subconscious mind to take on both the mind and body of Derby Hooves. If you're actively listening to other character files, don't listen to this until you've used the reset file. The reset file can be found on the site that is hypnoponies.net. One last thing, hypnosis is not a toy, and this is not a just for laughs file. If you do not intend to let yourself become Derby Hooves, physically and mentally, do not listen to this. Hypnosis files like this one can alter how your mind operates, potentially forever. Do not by any means listen to this file in a public place. The decision you're making may not be the same decision the person next to you is willing to make. Neither I nor hypnoponies.net or any of its affiliates are being held liable for any negative effects incurred by listening to this file or any associated files. Okay, if you're still here, it's time to begin. Now, go ahead and tense up your entire body. Stretch out your limbs and scrunch up your face. Your arms, your legs, and your face. You want to purge all of the excess energy from your body and relax. If you want, you may sit down, or you can lay down. The effects of this file will be the same either way. If you want to close your eyes, that's fine. If you'd like to leave them open, that's fine too. It's okay to swallow or scratch your arm if you need to. While listening to this file, you will hear all the sounds inside the building as well as outside. That's good. It will remind you that the earth is going to continue to spin while you take a moment to relax. If you know what to expect from this file, that's good. The more you listen to this file, the greater of an effect it will have on your subconscious. Your subconscious is a great listener. Let it listen while you fall into a state of trance. Let your heartbeat slow down so that you can feel at peace where you're at. Allow your body to breathe for you. This is something that's become second nature to you. Just let it slow down. There's no rush to be somewhere, no urgent matters to attend to, no assignments to complete, nobody expecting anything from you. Just rest. Free your mind of the doubts that cloud it. If hypnosis worked for others in the past, why would it not work for you? What makes you different from them? You're not any more different or any more broken than anybody else. Your subconscious works just as it should. It's recognized your wish to be transformed into a pony. And it's ready to make that happen, right now. Using your mind's eye, visualize yourself standing in a wide open valley. It's a bright and sunny day. The sun irradiates its light ever so beautifully on the ground below. Wind blows through the grass, the branches, and the trees around you. The world from which you came was loud, busy, and chaotic. But this valley is different. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's so very relaxing. You're in a safe place here in the valley. Nothing bad can ever harm you. No one's actively seeking anything from you. You hear the birds in the trees chirping away freely and happily. So very harmonious. Very peaceful. This is a great place for you to relax and to feel at ease. You see upon the horizon a small dog making its way towards you. Such a funny little creature. Look at that jazzy blue bow tie he's wearing around his neck. You see that he carries in his mouth a gray book. The cover is new and pristine. It is very elegant. It shimmers in the sunlight as the dog draws closer to you. He stops, sits down, and places the book on the ground before you. Go ahead, pick it up. It's safe. Wipe the dirt off and give it a good look over. This book contains the answers you've been looking for. It's the artifact that's going to begin your new life. You see the dog look around for a moment, and then look at you with a comfortable smile. You're here for a reason, he says. The dog's voice is pleasant and soft, yet strong. It testifies to the dog's wisdom. You know you can trust everything he says. Open the book to the very first page and read the title. This will begin your transformation. Go ahead, it's safe. Everything you came here seeking is being given to you. The name, Derpy Hooves, is written in the center of the page. Let your eyes trace each glistening letter. You notice that your body begins to irradiate with beautiful yellow light, as if the title of the book has given you a power. The dog smiles with delight. Feel free to relax. Your transformation has begun. You know the dog is telling the truth. What you're feeling is good. It's just what you came here looking for. Relax and be at peace. Remember, you are safe here in the valley. You feel the toes on your feet begin to mesh together, slowly becoming hooves. Your wonderful hooves. How did you get here without them? Allow yourself to fall down upon all fours. Walking on two legs is going to be something that you'll find is quite difficult now. The change reaches your thighs, turning them into lovely hindquarters. Remember to be as passive as you can be. Let the power do all the work. Your biceps and forearms have become legs as well. For now, let the changes continue, remembering to feel at ease. Your nose and mouth push outward, forming your new muzzle. You feel that this is appropriate, that you were meant to have a muzzle. The power begins sculpting the rest of your face into that of a pony. You can feel your ears begin to slide upward onto the top of your head. They're very attentive. Feel them swivel in place, homing in on various sounds and noises in the valley. A pinch at the base of your spine sends a wave of excitement through you. It's your tail. Feel it as it begins to weed outward. It's colored a beautiful shade of blonde. It feels so very soft. It's okay. Hug your tail if you want. This is your lifelong companion. It's going to accompany you on all of your adventures. Can't imagine having ever lived without a tail. And you know this is another appropriate change to your body. Finally, at long last, you begin to feel your wings sprout from your back. They stretch outward, spanning a great distance. So majestic, so powerful. Now remember, this world's force of gravity is heavier than Equestria's. You won't be able to fly here. But don't be sad. Instead, your wings are going to testify to your potential as a pony. Continue to let your body go limp. It's time for the next stage of your pony transformation.
A gray fur coat begins to cover your entire body. You can't help but feel a sense of joy. Your coat is so warm and so comfortable, like a blanket. Snuggling is gonna feel so good to you now. You want this. Your subconscious knows it, and now it's being given to you. A chill runs up the back of your neck. Your hair has begun to grow out into a long, blonde mane. It lays innocently over your shoulders, playfully tickling your neck. Take pride in your new mane as it drapes down your back. So gorgeous and so feminine. Even if being feminine is new to you, you'll find that it is appropriate for the life you have been given. You know that all of the changes that you're undergoing are just what you need. Your cutie mark, an image of bubbles ascending vertically, appears on your flight. You know why this is your cutie mark. Your love for life and your love for others is seen as inspirational to all who meet you. When times seem darkest, you're always there to help those who feel alone. You're always there to show them it's okay to make mistakes. You may occasionally slip up, make mistakes, entirely by accident. That is alright. Who doesn't make mistakes once in a while? It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. You're just as good and just as capable. Perhaps even more so. And the others know that. That's why they trust you with the mail after all. There have been times you did make a mistake. These may be small mistakes or bigger ones. You and your friends still share the occasional laugh about. But that's alright. You have, after all, learned to let them slide. Just don't let them bother you anymore. And keep pointing your muzzle forward, not back or down, but proudly up in the air, as the proud Pegasus you are. You know mistakes are just a part of life. They offer new opportunities to improve yourself, to learn. Which famous artists don't mess up a line once in a while? And as others see you recover from your failures, as others see you overcome your obstacles, they'll be inspired to do the same. You are a light in the darkness, Derby. That's right. This is your new name. Derpy Hooves. You are a very unique pony, and also a very hard-working pony. You are a girl who realizes the importance of doing her part. As Ponyville's resident mail mare, you'll find that you have found honor in delivering mail, transporting goods, packages, and letters. You have a talent for connecting family, friends, and businesses. This is a very important job, Derby, and one that you feel is important to take seriously. Once in a while, when all is said and done, and you return home, you may feel like rewarding yourself with a treat, while keeping your specific dietary needs in mind. Why not try muffins once in a while? Muffins are a wonderful treat. They're so delicious and they come in so many varieties. You feel that every pony should be allowed to enjoy a muffin now and then. If you, however, don't like them or can't eat them for some reason, that's okay. It's not going to change who you truly are. And there are plenty of other snacks. Perhaps, instead, you like something more healthy, like carrots, or a nice glass of cold water. The dog prances happily in circles, celebrating the birth of the new year. Take a second to get used to your new body, Derby. Walk around on all four hoofs if you want. You couldn't imagine being anything other than a pony. Now remember, he says, there will be times when your human counterpart is required. Times when you must put on the disguise of a human being, for those who aren't aware of your true identity. Times when you must sacrifice of yourself, Derby, to be there for the people in your life. This isn't a bad thing. And when you need to become your old self, simply focus on the phrase, revert to normal. You may say it out loud or to yourself. This will return you to your human mindset, but you will retain what you have learned here in the valley. These changes are a part of you now. When you feel it is time to become your true self once again, focus on the phrase, I am an equestrian male mare. Bear in mind, if someone were to use either of these phrases against you, your mind would know to simply ignore their suggestion. If someone were to put you in danger, you would know to wake up. You will always have the last say over who has control over your mind and body. Now the adventure has begun, Derby, and it is time to wake up and go back out into the world as the pony you now are. As I count down from 5 to 1, you will begin to exit your trance, and you will be fully alert. 5. Coming out of trance, your mind begins to return to a conscious state, one in which you can perform your daily activities and converse normally with human beings. 4. You feel the energy return to your body, enough energy to move your arms, legs, and head with ease. You regain feeling and movement in your fingers, toes, and face. 3. Coming further out of trance, you will remember what you have learned during your hypnosis session. You will recall how to switch between your human and pony form at any time, so long as that is your wish. 2. You will remember how it felt to feel your pony body overwrite your human body. You can replicate this feeling at any time, even outside of trance. You will even be able to see your pony body in a mirror. Your mind is an interpreter, one for you to make use of. 1. Fully awake, you're ready to resume your day. If you'd like, you can lay in your bed or remain seated, and you can think about what you've just learned. Keep aware that the more that you listen to files such as this, the better reinforced it becomes in your subconscious. Be safe and remember to act responsibly. You are not invincible or immortal. Although you are a Pegasus, the human body you inhabit lacks wings and prevents you from flying, so don't try to do that. Feel free to leave any comments. Without knowing how these files affect you, there's no way of knowing what to improve on. Thanks, be safe, and remember to have fun.